This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Singer and dancer Ben Vereen made a name for himself on Broadway in the late 1960s with roles in hit productions like Sweet Charity and Hair. And later, he won a Tony in 1973 for his performance in the musical Pippin.
We've got magic to do just for you. We've got miracle plays to play. We've got hearts to perform, hearts to warm. Kings and things to take by storm as we go along.
There's a little bit of Ben Vereen singing Magic to Do from the musical Pippin. Along with a career on Broadway, Ben Vereen has also acted in dozens of TV shows and films. Now Ben Vereen is bringing his one-man show to the Triangle. The program is called Steppin' Out with Ben Vereen, and it features hits from Broadway and tributes to iconic performers Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra. Ben Vereen performs with the North Carolina Symphony next Friday and Saturday at May Mandy Concert Hall in Raleigh. But first, he joins me on the program. Ben Vereen, what a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
What an honor. Thank you, Frank, for doing this for the symphony and for myself, to let the people know that the sunshine is coming to North Carolina. You already have sunshine, but wait till I get there. The wonderful thing, I call this my gratitude show. And it gives me a chance to thank all of my friends in North Carolina and my family for sticking with me all these years.
Let's talk about all these years.
I found my family in North Carolina.
You got family here? Where are they?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's fantastic.
Lawrenceburg.
Well, let's talk about your family growing up in New York and when you went to Manhattan High School of the Performing Arts. I want to find out how this whole career of yours got started. Take us back, will you?
Oh, take you back. I want to go forward. I've been blessed. I came up during a time when they were looking for talents to integrate schools. And it was a period of called tokenism in New York at that time and in our country. And so they were looking for African-American kids to integrate the schools. And I was fortunate enough to be one of them they picked for high school for the Star Time studio. And which later I got an opportunity to go to Performing Arts in New York City. And that's the school where Fame is about. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's been just an amazing journey. I've gotten to work with Langston Hughes and Burnett Carroll and Bob Fosse, Tom O'Horgan. I mean, you name it. It goes up. Frank Sinatra, which I do tributes to. Yeah. Frank and Sammy Davis Jr. And Shirley MacLaine. We can go on and on. You got to read the book.
Well, let's listen to some of the music. You mentioned Sammy Davis Jr. for one. Your show does pay tribute to Sammy and others. Let's listen to you sing a version of the song Mr. Bojangles as a tribute to Sammy Davis Jr. Let's listen.
I knew a man, Sammy Davis. He danced for you in shiny tap shoes, high-collared silk shirts, tuxedo pants. Sam would do the old soft shoe. When he sang this song, he'd jump high. Remember how Sammy Davis used to jump up high? And then Sammy, he would lightly touch down. He sang of Mr. Bojangle. Sammy would sing a Bojangle. Sammy would sing a Bojangles, and Sam would say,
"That cat can dance." Mr. Ben Vereen singing his version of Mr. Bojangles as a tribute to Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
That's your 2011 album.
Sammy was such a, thank you. Was a mentor for me and a lot of us African Americans in this business, for everybody in this business.
Yeah.
Sammy was just an icon. You know, he's an icon. And, you know, and like Sammy, I try to spread the word. Or pass it on, you know, like to my godson Usher, to other entertainers, you know, Big Boy and all those people have come my way. Terrence Howard, all those other actors have come my way, and I've had the opportunity to work with Stephanie Mills. The list goes on and on. David Copperfield.
Well, tell us about meeting Sammy Davis Jr. Tell us about meeting him.
I talk about this in my show. I met him in Las Vegas. And he asked me to come to London with him in a show called Golden Boy. And then after that, I happened to be in New York and in L.A., and he asked me to do a film of his called The Rise and Fall of Billy Baker. And so we stay in touch all through the years.
What did you learn from him?
tenacity and love of your audience. Mm. Respect and love for your audiences.
Tell us about that.
They are the ones that make us. We do not make the audience. If they didn't come and see and they didn't like, we wouldn't be where we are today.
You know, you told us the story. Thank them, and your gratitude is evident, and it's evident in this show because of the way you pay tribute to the many mentors and the people along the way and the audiences who have appreciated your work for so many years. You talked about, you know, going to this school as a kind of a token in this time of integration when schools were trying to integrate. What about the culture of Broadway in the 1960s and 70s when you broke in? What was the culture like there?
Well, it was, you know, there was still the line, the color line was going on. But it was a wonderful thing because, you know, a guy named Tom O'Horgan broke all that. You know, Bob Fosse broke all that. Tom O'Horgan came along with a show called Hair. But it was still during a time when the color line, you know, well, we can only hire so many, or they've got to blend in sort of attitude.
You pay tribute.
We've come past that, and we're moving past that. And we cannot go backwards because we are a human race of a mighty God. And a mighty God has, this is my bouquet, and I call them my people of all nationalities, all worlds, all religions.
And one of those people is Frank Sinatra, and you pay tribute to him as well in your one-man show. Tell us about Frank and his influence on you.
Oh, Frank was incredible. Frank, another one of discipline and another one of dedication. I got to hang out with the boys, you know, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. I got to hang around those guys and laugh. I had Bill Cosby and Red Buttons and, oh, my God, you know, Shecky Green. And I got to hang out with these cats and laugh. My God, Don Rickles. I mean, he'd keep me in stitches all night long. Then you get him to do a show again.
And, of course, we're not going to let you get out of here without talking about your role in the 1977 miniseries Roots. You were Chicken George.
Oh, that was, thank you. There again, thank the audience for the interest and allowing us to deliver a story of a people that were part of the American fiber. We all are part of the American fiber. You know, I was talking to somebody, we're all immigrants. And this is our story of our immigration to the United States. Although we came unwantingly, but we became a part of the fabric and we made this our home and we contributed to the greatness of our country with inventions, with all sorts of things that we've done here. And Alex Haley, all praises to him, for saying, this is the story of the African-American Holocaust. Look at it, read it, and know it.
It is a story. It's a great saga and a great example of fantastic storytelling, but it did have a tough message for most Americans. I want to play just a clip of your role as Chicken George in the miniseries Roots and then come back and talk to you a little bit more about it. Let's listen.
Do it, Mama. I'm going to kill Master Tom Moe. He done the worst thing that a man can do to me. He took away all my hopes.
What about Tildy and the children?
They ain't got no hopes as long as Master Moe's alive. Man ain't worth a chicken. He ain't alive. Mama, get off my way.
Don't do it, George. You'd be the worst than me.
You're gonna kill Master Tom Moe? That's no more than killing a dog in the moon.
No, Jared, no. He's your daddy.
A clip from the 1977 miniseries Roots featuring my guest Ben Vereen, who performs next Friday and Saturday with the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. As we say, an epic tale, an epic saga, great storytelling, but a difficult message for the majority of the audience. Were you surprised at how popular Roots was?
Oh, yes, very much so, because that's not the reason we did it. I did it because I wanted some document that we could, you know, look, Hitler was such a mad maniac. He filmed everything. We did not have film. So the only thing we have is word of mouth. And Alex said he was great enough to had such a vision to bring that word of mouth. And ABC had the tenacity and the fortitude to put it on the air. And so it was our chance to tell our story, our contribution.
Let me ask.
I was going with this. But, it is. I'm glad it's here. I'm glad it's here. And I hope that we all watch it. And yeah, you know, and so that young people can go and they can get some idea of it. I remember when it happened, everybody started going to Washington and look at their family tree. They said, wait a minute, because we are an integrated country. That's who we are. We are one nation. That's why we call this the United States of America.
Well, you had, as I say, I was not going to let you get out of here without talking about your role as Chicken George. But the other thing I do have to ask you about was that performance at the White House for Ronald Reagan. You did a tribute to the vaudeville actor Burt Williams. You performed in blackface.
Yes.
Commentary on the difficulties of black performers. It had a large message. It was cut short on the broadcast, and you received a lot of criticism. Looking back now, reflect on that moment for us.
Well, some people said, would you do it differently? Yes, I would have done it differently. I'd have chained the networks to the chair so they couldn't cut it. So the entire world could see the resolve and the reason why this gentleman who came to this country and had to wear black. There was a time when the African Americans were not allowed on stage unless they wore blackface. That's because, you know, someone said, well, we don't want to see your black skin now that you're liberated. You know, they were angry. Yeah. And so, but what we did with that blackface was to make it into an art form. You see, once you have been touched by the creator, we're all part of the creator. You cannot stop the creative process within each and every one of us. My Bible says, in the beginning, God created. It does not say, in the beginning, God manufactured. And when you get in touch with that creative energy, which is the universe of God, you or Allah or Buddha or Jesus or whatever you call that higher power, you can bring forth. Nothing can hold back that art form. No man cannot. My scripture says, lean ye on me, not man, because man will let you down every time. But when you lean in on spirit, I will lift you up.
I think you've proved that confidence in your creative power more than once, including some personal setbacks. Critically hurt in a 1992 car accident, never expected to walk again and certainly not dance. And you have. Tell us about your rehab and coming back after that terrible accident.
Well, I was fortunate. I was, once again, my people. That's another reason I'm so grateful. You know, because the doctor said I would never walk again. They said I would never. They told me to get another career. But through the prayer and the work of the occupational therapist, the physical therapist, the doctors, the letters of prayers that came in, now all that's wonderful, right? But unless I show up and meet all these things at the bridge, I'd have never crossed over to the side. And being able to do what I do again today, Kessler Institute and New Jersey and all the people right there in North Carolina, my family and all my people in North Carolina. I got a guy named Steve and his wife, it's amazing. Rhonda, you know, it's amazing. We've gone through this thing.
You've gone through it.
They're coming to the show.
You're doing your show Stepping Out now, and you're developing a new musical called Reflections, right? Isn't that right? Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I am. That is about, well, pretty much our lives, not just mine, but about what we as a nation has gone through in my lifetime. And through my eyes, we see it and reflect on it. It's an uplifting show. It's not a show about, oh, woe is me. No, it's time for us to be encouraged, not discouraged. And our show is about being encouraged.
Well, tell us more about
the show. I come there on the 17th and 18th, all about empowerment.
Tell us more. What are we going to see?
Empowered people, be empowered.
give us an idea. What are we going to see on the stage, and what are we going to hear with Stepping Out?
You're going to see me, and then you're going to see me step back and let the light do its thing. You are the light, and you're going to shine. I want to see us shine as a people, as a nation. And I'm here to celebrate with you.
You are clearly somebody.
Songs.
I hate to keep interrupting you,
but you
are so full of life and so full of energy and someone who draws from the crowd. And I wonder what it's like for you, the difference between being on Broadway, doing live shows like this, and being on the set of a show like, you know, the TV shows are a set like Roots. It must be entirely different for you not to be in front of a live audience.
Well, here it is. I just finished doing a TV show. I have two TV shows on the air. One's called Sneaky Pete, which is on Amazon, and the other's called Making History, which is on the Fox Channel. Here's the thing I found out. I just finished doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I was in Canada shooting it. And I love those people up there. I love the people in the crew. The crew, that's my audience. So you're not ever without an audience. Whenever you see us in front of a camera, there are hundreds of people to make that one shot. And once you realize that, you say, wow, they are my audience. You know how grateful and gratitude, how much gratitude I have when a stagehand comes by or a crew comes by and go, that was a good shot, man. I get so excited.
You will see the excitement, the thrill, and the talent of Ben Vereen with the North Carolina Symphony next Friday and Saturday at May Mandy Concert Hall in Raleigh. He is my guest right now on The State of Things. Ben Vereen, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, I want to thank North Carolina for supporting the symphony. With cuts coming down for the arts right now, it's important that we as the people of the Most High Creator support the arts, because this is the musical aspect of our Creator. And by us cutting away the arts, we cut them away from our children, and then we wonder why we have such discord in the world. Give them the arts. Keep the arts alive. And I'm glad that I'm happy to be a part of it and be there with your symphony orchestra. Thank you for the symphony and all the artists of North Carolina who are there.
Ben Vereen.
Thank you.
Stepping out with Ben Vereen next Friday and Saturday. Get the details at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley's our technical director. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.